Let me tell you about this. 260,000 followers on Instagram, 1.2 million likes on Facebook, and almost 500,000 subscribers on YouTube. You might not have even heard of her. This is Kato Potato, but she is the definition of an internet celebrity. The 20-year-old Kiwi is being featured at this weekend's VidCon Australia, billed as the world's largest online video conference for fans, creators, and industry professionals. And Kato is with me. Hi, Kato.
Hello.
How the hell did you do this? I mean, what interested you in this to get into this in the first place? When did you start?
Okay, I started when I was around about 16. And to be honest, Larry, it was to get out of homework.
Yeah.
I whipped my phone out and was just putting up stupid videos just so I could do not homework, because I did not want to do social studies or anything like that. So, that's what I would do.
So you're predominantly you're across the platforms, obviously, but predominantly YouTube, that's of more of interest to you?
Yes, it's more interest to me because that's where I'm most likely to get paid, whereas Facebook, they haven't monetized as of yet, whereas YouTube has. And so I spend most of my time on YouTube, but then I flick my videos to Facebook as well.
Sounds like you didn't need to do the homework, because when you start talking about monetized, I mean, you got me interested. But let's talk about we'll talk about the money in a moment. So how did you build up this audience?
I just relentlessly did not give up. I just wanted my videos to be seen so badly that I annoyed everyone by having a video literally every single day for a short period of time until I got noticed. And then I just kind of built a fan base from there, just by doing stupid over-the-top Facebook rants and makeup tutorials, where I would literally draw Vivid on my face, on my eyebrows, and kind of look like Mr. Bean's wife, but a little bit more hardcore than that. Basically like your local West Auckland drag queen, I guess. I was going over the top with that.
And what about these rants? So you go, they're crazy rants, are they? And that got you an audience?
Yeah.
What were you ranting about?
So the first rant that really went off was that I left school. I was picking up my sister because my dad was unwell a few years ago. I would have to go and pick up my sister from primary. I went, and to my surprise, there was like a $200 parking ticket on my car, and I was like, what is going on here? So what did I do? Whip out my phone and start screaming at my on my camera, and I put it up, and I put it up at a really obscure time, like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, where most people are eating lunch or they're at work. They're not looking online at all. But for some reason, that went off, and I was like, oh my God, what have I done? And I was getting comments, and I was like, what are these? These are not my mum. This is not my nana. Also, shout out to Nana and Granddad in Te Aritu South. Thank you for listening. It was just insane. I did not expect any of that at all whatsoever. And then it just went from there. And then I started growing an audience of quite younger kids. At first, they were like 18 plus. But the thing is, I don't swear in any of my videos or anything like that. I don't say anything terrible like that. But
right, so you're not nasty. You don't target people?
No.
Who did you target with a ticket?
Oh, so he had his stupid number, and it was something like 4570, and so I basically said, 4570, what a stupid name. Who named you that? Honestly, like, because they don't put the actual names on there, because don't want people like me.
That's right, yeah, you don't want to get
coming after them.
No, I understand rants. I do, we all rant, don't we? Okay, so how come you have been so successful where others haven't? I mean, 1.2 million likes on Facebook, Instagram.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around that.
Half a million on YouTube. So you rant and you do a bit of stuff, drag queen, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, where's the audience? Where's it coming from?
They're coming from, to my surprise, England, actually, like UK, USA, and Australia. Those are my three biggest targets, and then little old New Zealand comes fourth. So, and then it goes Ireland. It's huge in Ireland. I'm relentlessly getting told, you need to come to Ireland right now, please. You need to come right now.
What for?
Just to see them. They just want me to go up and like touch them and touch their face, and they feel my eyebrows. I don't know what they want, but I'm still surprised. I still get so shocked when people stop me in the street and want a photo and stuff like that.
What?
Crazy.
You get stopped in the street?
Oh, yeah.
So you're now a celebrity?
Oh, God, I wouldn't say that, but people say that I am, but I never go, oh, yes, I am a celebrity, because it's like, no, I'm not. I'm just some weird girl from West Auckland, like, yelling into a camera, 720p.
All right, Kate, let's talk about money. How do you make money out of this thing?
Well, I make money out of it by the advertisements that roll just before my video on YouTube. So there's lots of advertisers that have put basically everything into YouTube because it's such an easy target audience, really. It can so easily be targeted at younger viewers or people who are a little bit older, because I don't know how it works, but the advertisements, they target it by how many people follow you with the age restriction and stuff. So if I had heaps of 13 to 18 year olds watching, they would roll clips like, I don't know, some soda company or something that want to be noticed or anything like that. And just, or any R18 movies, if I've got an age range of over 18, it'll be showing like crazy cool movies that are coming out that are 18, and it's all fitted to a
right.
certain age.
And what about Facebook, Twitter, Instagram? Can you make money off those platforms?
Unfortunately not. I'm hoping for Facebook, hoping for Mark Zuckerberg to hurry his game, because that would be quite handy if I could do that, if I could earn from Facebook. But really, it's I just wait on sponsorships from other companies that come directly to me and want to actually work with me.
You've got sponsors?
I do get sponsors. I don't have like an ongoing sponsor, but no. I get offered a product and I talk
right.
about it.
So, okay, you're an all-rounder then, aren't you, really?
like you.
Yeah. So every time I click on one of your YouTubes, you get a few cents or whatever?
Yeah, it'll be something like 3 cents.
Okay, but you are living off earnings from YouTube.
Yeah, I'm making more than Mike Hosking.
He doesn't make much. your parents, your grandparents, do they understand all of this? Do they say, look, go and get a real job?
Not really. I think my nana and granddad, they're so, the ones out in Te Aritu South, you guys may know them if you're listening. They've always been there. I think they don't really understand. They just love what I do, and they just kind of, they're so accepting. I don't think they understand, but they're just like, just go and do it. Go. My granddad is my biggest fan, so he's just like, he doesn't really know how it works, but he loves having his feature on my videos. Granddad Potato, he is one of my number one. I actually sell merchandise and it's got him on it, and that's like the bestseller.
And are you making a good living off this?
Yeah, I'm helping pay for like my nana's healthcare and stuff. Not that she knows that. Hi, nana.
she does now. Well, good on you.
Trying to work out how to get a wheelchair for her. But the family comes first before me. I want to save up for like an apartment complex where, you know, you own. I don't want to really get a house. I know that I'm never going to be able to get a house here in Auckland, but I don't know. I honestly don't think so. I might be neighbours with Mike Hosking, who knows? But I am saving for an apartment, but family comes first. My dad's health comes first. Nana's health comes first. She's my number one on my priority list. But I'd never put myself first. It's too boring. It's much better helping others. So.
Well, good on you. And so where do you get all your ideas from? Because you must have to come up with different ideas, or otherwise these people are going to go away.
Exactly. It's really strenuous because it's just, I'm like right now, as soon as we finish this, I'll be thinking of a video to put up for Saturday. Like I post three times a week. And it sounds like, oh, that's not a lot, but coming up the idea, filming it, any technical difficulties, that needs to be fixed. I need to edit it. Editing takes about 2 hours. It sounds like a super easy job. When you watch it on YouTube, if you watch someone doing it, you're just like, oh, this looks so easy. What a piece of cake. But really, it's difficult. But I'm not complaining. I absolutely love my job so much. But no, I don't have a part-time job. But if it all falls through, I'm very happy to become a graphic designer. I studied at Whitecliffe last year but the demand of work was just too much. So I was just like, well, I think I might take this up. But okay. It's really cool. I can just go back to uni whenever I feel like. And but yeah, so it looks hard. It looks really easy, but really the amount of effort that goes into it. I know someone personally, Shanik, so she's got 3 million plus YouTube subscribers, and it's wakes up, does emails, films for 2 hours, edits for 3.5, does a vlog, okay. Does like what a day does. Yeah, it's just, it's strenuous.
It.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful. And you're a smart young lady. And I wish you all the success.
Oh, thank you
I would.
So much.
I would. You should come and work in radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
We love ranters in radio. Thank you, Kato. That is Kato Potato, and all the best.
Stay groovy.
Now 8. Oh, I am a groovy guy.
Oh, I know you are.